We're up to Siman Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph, and we'll be doing the entire Siman, all 8 Sifrim. Aleph, Yispalu Atzibur Balachash Tfilis Musav Tes Brachas Veshatz Yispal Gal Mimayim Balachash. The Tzibur davens the entire Musav, the whole long Musav, with 9 Brachas, and also the Shatz davens with him. This is to teach us that Allah is not like those we've shown him, who hold that the Yochid daven 7 brachas, and it's the shatz that will be motzi them with Malchi Zichron Shofras. Now, in a place where they blow during the silent Shmon Esrei, which the Mishnah Berurah holds that really is not ideal unless you have the minik, but in a place where they do, if the Baal Tokeh made a mistake, since everyone's holding in the middle of Shmon Esrei, they should not correct him, because that's a hefsik, and they were yotzim with the Tkiyas HaMiyushev. Also, you were yotze with the Miyushev, and you're going to blow again in the Tkiyas the Me'umen in the Chazaras Hashatz, so you should not correct him. Siv Beis, Haminik Pashet Bechold Me Svard Shein Maskirin Psukei Karb Musaf Klal. The minig of the Svardim is not to mention any psukim of Musaf, because Rosh Hashanah Musaf and people are not rugulin, they're not used to saying him, we're afraid they'll make a mistake. And not only that, but says the Ramah Hagava Minig Apashit Ba Ashkenaz Uglila Seilu Lomer Psukei Musaf Rosh Hashanah. The Minig Ashkenaz is to say it. Vein Omrim Psukei Musaf Rosh Chodesh El Omrim Milvad Oles HaChodesh Min Chasa Voles HaTamid V'Chulu. We do not say we do not mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, not even in Karbonis. The reason being, first of all, because people will make the mistake of thinking that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, that the second day is the Yikr, the second day is Aleph. Kamash Malon, no, the first day of the month is Aleph. Also because Rosh Hashanah is the Yikr. Rosh Hashanah is the Yikr, and Rosh Chodesh is Tufel to it. So we don't mention it explicitly, only Derech Remez. Also, we say Shnei Seirim Lechaper, one of them is for Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Chodesh. Ushneit midim kil chasam. Va'omrim gam kein musvei yom azikarim. We say musvei loshen rabim. Tzarech lomer es musvei yom azikarim kadei lichbol gam musvei shchodesh. V'gam v'yom sheni yomer es musvei. You say es musvei even on the second day, although the second day is not really shchodesh. We say it in order not to be mezalzel in yontif sheni. What happens if someone said musaf instead of musvei? On the first day he'll have to repeat it. On the second day he won't. Siv Dalit, Omrim Asora Psukim Shal Malchias, V'yud Shal Zechronis, V'yud Shal Shofris, B'chol Bracha. In every bracha we say 10 Psukim of Malchias, Zechronis, Shofris, Gimel Mehem Shal Torah, Gimel Shal Ksuvim, Gimel Shal Neviim, V'echad Shal Torah. Do 3 Torah, 3 Neviim, 3 Torah, 3 Ksuvim, 3 Neviim, and then 3 Torah again. You can add as many as you want. Says the Rama, "Amiu im lo hischol b'shum pasuk." Rab Omer v'sarasva kosuv leimer yotza. If all you said was v'sarasva kosuv leimer, you yotza b'di'evid. The Magen Avraham says, but you must also say kakosuv b'divrei kachacha and v'chein nemra al yedei nevi'echa. You have to say all 3 of them. For Torah, for Ksuvim, and for Nevi'im. Why do we say 10 Psukim? So it's either Kineged, the Aseres HaDibris, or the Asar Mamorish that Sheben Nivra Olam, or the 10 Psukim in the Mizmor of Halu Kel Bekodsho. Sifhei, Vein omrim pasuk b'malchis lo b'zichronis lo b'shofar shal poronis shal yisrael. You don't mention any psukim of the poronis of klal yisrael. Vein omrim pasuk b'zichronis shal yachid. And we also don't say psukim of remembering yechidim, only of remembering the human race or klal yisrael. Sivod yesh korim tagar al ma shenogim lahashlim b'psukei shofars v'pasuk of yom simchaschem. Shein maske bo shofar elachatzotzris. For Rosh Brah and Kosla Kayim Aminig, there are those who say that mentioning the psukim of the mitzvah of the Chatzotzeris is not a kiyum. It doesn't say shofar there, just Chatzotzeris. And the Rishonim explain that we can get away with it. Sivzayin vakedes Yitzchak hayom lezaro tizkar kachi anuscha amafursemes ameduktek. Lomer lezera Yaakov tizkar. Excuse me. Vakedas Yitzchak hayom lezaro tizkar kachi anuscha amafursemes. Vamedaktek lomer lezera Yaakov tizkar meshanam in matbeya shetavu chachamim bebrachas. Vein uel atoa. The Mechaber holds that if you say Lazaru Shel Yaakov, you're a Toa, because Zaru Shel Avram means Davka Klal Yisrael. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who say that it's actually a better thing to say, because you have to daven with clarity on Rosh Hashanah. Hagov Omrim Oleinu Umloch Vashatz Mosiv Ochila V'Shar Piyutim Kol Mokum Lefi Minhago. Everyone should do like his minig. Similarly, with regard to Zaru Shel Yaakov, the Mishnah Berurah says that everyone should follow their minig. Lo yispal biyochet filas musa brashana v'achar gimel shalas hayom. The Gemara says, because the first 3 days of the day, Hashem is Yoshev b'din, since Rosh Hashanah is a day of din, the din is actually deciding what to do with people. Therefore, the yochet should not daven in the first 3 hours. When should he daven? At the time that he thinks that Tzibur was already mispalel, or at the time that Tzibur is being mispalel. This way Hashem is not going to be medactic in him as a yochid.